Hello, may I help you?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Grant.
What brings you to my home on a Friday night?
A question about class.
Well, as you know, I do have my complete schedule, including office hours, that I emailed out to you all at the beginning of the semester and posted on my office door on campus. That is where I normally meet with students. Oh, I couldn't wait until Monday. Well, okay. Come in. It's starting to drizzle rain, and there is no need for you to get wet. Come on in. You know, you really shouldn't be here, but since you are, come on in. Have a seat. Okay. All right. Ask me your question. Why are you hesitating? You want to ask, but you're not sure if you should. Well, if you don't ask your question that brought you all the way out here, it sounds like it's going to be a wasted trip, wouldn't you say? So, go on, I insist. Ask your question, Mr. Grant.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, you want to know if I write and record adult audio porn for GWA? I don't even know what that is. What is that? Gone Wild Audio. Ooh. Why would you ask such a question? So, you think I sound exactly like your favorite voice actress, and every day in class, you imagine me behind the microphone, talking dirty and masturbating, sir?
What's that?
Hot mess shepherdess. Oh, that is her audio name? Mr. Grant, let me assure you, you have the wrong person. I definitely am not an independent adult voice actress.
You don't think so, what?
You don't think you are mistaken.
Well, what makes you think that I am this hot mess shepherdess person?
Okay. Yes. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. You recorded my voice in class and used the computer voice analyzer against these adult recordings to test your theory. Shit.
What?
Do I want to know the results? Okay, smart guy, what are the results? That high, huh? Your computer says there's a 97% chance that the two recordings are from the same voice. Okay, Mr. Grant. You know this information would destroy my reputation, probably get me fired from the university, and ruin my marriage. Of course, my husband doesn't know. He goes away on business trips quite often, and I get lonely. So to pass the time and find an outlet for my pent-up sexual frustration, I began recording audio porn. So, what is it you want to keep your mouth shut? I'm guessing that is really why you are here. You want to make a demand of me to keep my hobby a secret. Oh, you say not a whole lot. Just a blowjob. A nice, long, wet blowjob. With lots of throat action. Well, of course, throat fucking would definitely be expected, I'm sure. But what else? Nothing else? Nothing else? Oh, Mr. Grant. Either I am highly offended that you ask for so little, or I do not believe you. And judging by the way that you are staring at my body in this crop top and running shorts, I think you must be lying. So, what will it really fucking take for you to keep your goddamn mouth shut and not tell a single soul about my nighttime escape from reality? Come on, spit it out. You've made your move now. Let's finish the game. Okay? Okay. Yes. Shit, I thought so. You say, of course, you would like to eat and fuck my wet pussy and possibly lick and fuck my tight asshole. But only if I'm into rimming and butt fucking. How considerate of you. So is that it? Is that all it will take for you to keep my little secret? You say yes, but I still don't believe you. Look, you have me in a trap, and it is impossible for me to escape. I cannot believe that you haven't actually thought this through and you want everything that you can think of. Well, how about me rimming your asshole? Did you think of that? No. No. Holy fuck. Jesus Christ. No, I guess I shouldn't have mentioned it. How about instead putting your cock between these big breasts and titty fucking me? Again, no, you hadn't thought of that either. My God, for a man whose intention is to blackmail his gorgeous professor, you didn't seem to think this through very well. Well, I'll tell you what. I do not want to give in to your demands. I don't, but I can tell that you are serious. And I am positive that you would destroy me if I did not give you what you want. What's that? You actually like me and would like to keep the secret for just a blowjob? Mr. Grant, stop lying. I can tell from the lust in your eyes and the bulge in your jeans that you are a man who either gets what he wants or ruins those who don't give it to him. So, as I was saying, I definitely do not want to do all of those dirty things, but to save my job and my marriage, I will go ahead and give in to your demands, as unreasonable as they are. No, not another word. I'm tired of you lying just to get me to offer more and more suggestions for sexual depravity for your young body to enjoy. As we go about this evening, I want you to promise to let me know absolutely everything that I must do for you to keep my secret. Do you understand? Everything. Then, let's get started.